Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Happy Friday to you. Time right now, 8 o'clock on the dot, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Love to welcome in right now, joined by MLB insider John Heyman, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things MLB. John, a good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. I tweeted this earlier this morning. Tell me if this makes any sense. You're going to probably tell me no, but so what? right? So I tweeted, you know, forget Reynolds to some degree. The Pirates should offer O'Neill Cruz 11 at like $200 million. Make the offer. Listen, if he signs, the team, they spent the money, they got the guy. And if they make an offer and Cruz says no, then tell somebody off the record and get it out there that they tried, because teams are signing these young guys pre-arb and taking a chance on them. Should they turn their attention to O'Neill Cruz or not?
Well, I do think they are interested in locking up O'Neill Cruz. I have not heard that there was any progress and any talks there. But, the idea, your concept is fantastic. I agree 100%, and I wouldn't think the Pirates would disagree. The dollars, I would say that's a little high. And I'm an employee guy. I'm a working stiff. I'm not a management. But I would say $200 million might be a little high for somebody who really hasn't, he's barely been, barely been
playing in the major leagues. But, well, here's it. Wander Franco got $182.
Yeah, I mean, I think, there's can't miss and then there's can't miss. I wouldn't quite put O'Neill Cruz in that category yet. I question the wisdom of the $182 million for Wander Franco, but I think there's a good chance that ultimately will be work out. And I think certainly would think there's a chance this would work out with Cruz. He's obviously extremely talented. And, let's give the Pirates some credit. They've got guys on this team that give the team hope. I mean, there are some other teams, Oakland, and not to name too many names, but they've got some potentially great players. And he certainly is a potentially great player, but I wouldn't start at $200 million. Why not? I mean, all these other guys who are great prospects, I think teams try to lock up early for $100 million, and in many cases it failed. But and I could see $100 million, but I don't know. I think O'Neill Cruz would love you. That's what I think.
John, you just said that O'Neill Cruz has the potential to be a great player. Well, there's somebody here in Pittsburgh who covers the Pirates named Bob Walk, who took it a step further, said that he has the potential to be a Hall of Famer. Do you see that trending in that direction whenever you watch O'Neill Cruz?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got incredible tools. I mean, the arm, speed, power, it's pretty amazing to see. I have to defer to Bob on that. I mean, he's there all the time. He sees him all the time. I've only seen him occasionally. And, I mean, when you do, it's pretty amazing. So I love the concept. I think they should go above and beyond. But, just 200 is a little bit over for me. But, I wouldn't doubt it. I basically said the same about Ethan Salas, who's 16 years old, a catcher in the Padres organization. He's not played a game in the minor league, so I would defer to Bob. It's possible to see a Hall of Fame potential on somebody who's barely played at the major league level.
John, you've been all over the Brian Reynolds stuff, as is our guy locally, our friend Jason Mackey. And the way that I saw it put out there was that the money might not be far off between the Pirates and Reynolds, but that there was some sort of conceptual issue. And I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means, John?
I can only guess what that means. Yeah, I've heard they basically have agreement on the dollars, on the terms. So I've heard the word structural. I've heard conceptual. If I were to guess, it could be something like an opt-out, because that would be important to players. You see how valuable a tool that is for players. It gives them an option. That would be my guess, something like that. But, I mean, if they seem to be agreeing on the dollars. To me, that means the years, too. So something like that, I would think, could be a sticking point. I don't see a no trade as a sticking point. That to me is something that's of some value, but not of incredible value. I mean, you know, if he's traded, he'd be traded to a contender, right? So it wouldn't be that terrible to be traded. So I don't see that as a sticking point. But I'm just speculating on what it is. But something that's important, obviously, but not involving the money or the years.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. John Heyman joining us right now, Odyssey MLB insider. If the Pirates get a deal done with Brian Reynolds, does it change the public perception that they're actually trying to do business and serious about doing business on a more global front, I guess?
Well, I mean, it certainly helps. He's an outstanding two-way player. And you saw how valuable center fielders are in the marketplace. Brandon Nimmo, who's really good, but certainly doesn't have the power of Reynolds, got $162 million as a free agent, and there just wasn't any other center fielder who could hit on the market. You know, a guy who's played center field or shortstop and can hit is about the most valuable thing you can have. So I think it would help to change the perception, certainly, but it probably takes winning to really change the perception. You know, I mean, it was nice that they locked up Key Brian Hayes, but didn't change the perception too much.
And that's what I wanted to get at, and I'm glad you went there. Is the perception right now that they're not serious about doing business with big time players?
Either that they're not serious or not able, depending on the perspective, but.
Well, you tell me yours. Tell me yours.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they run it like a business, like most teams. You know, they're not Steve Cohen. They're not Seidler from the Padres. They're not Texas. You know, those are unusual teams. They're in the group of the vast majority of teams that runs it like a business and doesn't say to themselves, okay, we want to win. That's the priority over, you know, we can't. You know, we're willing to lose money to win. They're in the majority. But, you know, the fact that they're a small market team and running it like a business puts them in behind the eight ball, makes it very difficult. San Diego people say that that's a small market. It's not a small market. It's the 12th market in the country. They have some challenges in local media and other things like that, but that's at least a mid-market. Pittsburgh is legitimately a small market team with some revenue challenges. So, I can see why they're not spending like the Padres or the Mets. That said, I do understand why the fans have been upset and why they've not put enough emphasis on making sure they have a great product on the field. I think that's fair.
Last year it was reported, maybe even by you, John, and forgive me if I misremember this, that the Pirates were interested maybe in trying to get something done with young star or potential star in their minds, Roansy Contreras. Do you think that a Reynolds contract, if they were able to get something done, would preclude them from being able to do something like that?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, I mean, if you're only able to keep one good player, at that point you should sell the team, you know. You obviously need a lot of good players, and baseball's not basketball. So I'm sure they understand that. So, one $100 million contract shouldn't shut down the business. I think that's fair.
John, how about this pitch clock? It seems to be working around the league. I know that the target is obviously for the game itself. But, you know, I want to hear your thoughts first on the pitch clock. But do you also think that it's targeting a different generation of fans and a different generation of viewers to be more engaged in the sport of baseball?
Well, Well, first of all, I mean, I'm biased. I love the pitch clock because I'm on deadline constantly. And the stories will be much better if they're not completely rushed as the game drags on. You know, I think it is good to trim the fat out of the game. I know that some old-time baseball people love the cat-and-mouse game and all that. And I do have concerns about the key moments that are, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, if it's a tie game in the ninth inning, you know, that point guys have, you know, take their time. And maybe they'll have some adjustments and relax the rules and later in games or in more important games. I don't know. But for now, I love it. The players, by and large, seem to be okay with it or even happier with it. We still got to learning. I cover this for a living. I still can't figure out why McNeil got a strike on him last night. I think they said, excuse me, I'm near an airport.
I could deduce that much, yes.
Yeah. They said Alonso took too long to get back to first base. I guess it was I can't remember if it was after a foul ball or what. I don't know. But it was on Alonso, and they gave McNeil the strike. So I think McNeil owes Alonso. Actually, McNeil ended up getting a hit. An RBI hit on that. Anyway, despite the extra strike, they gave him a two strike. I didn't expect that. I didn't see that in spring training, and I'm going to have to brush up myself. So Alonso didn't get it either. I don't think anybody really understood it. But there'll be adjustments, and, you know, by and large, I think it's they're targeting the right group. I mean, you want young fans, right, because young fans are going to be around longer, and will end up in, watching more games than the older fans. So I think it's the right thing to do, and I think it's generally been great for baseball.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Last one for you. We're very close with Neil Walker. He comes on our show a lot. He does a lot for our station. Super, super guy. He said he talked to Andrew McCutchen not long ago and said Andrew McCutchen really thinks is a good opportunity in Pittsburgh because he's not going to have to play every day. He can DH here. He can go to right field, obviously, and do some things. Do you think this could be in a relaxing situation and not having to really get after it every single day? This could be a situation where McCutchen does benefit, John?
Well, certainly. You know, I mean, he's probably at that stage of that career where he's going to be a contributor but not an everyday player, and it makes sense. He certainly has got skills, you know, probably a near Hall of Famer. I don't have to look at the whole statistical rundown, but he's been a great Pirate, a great major leaguer. He certainly is going to be a big plus in that clubhouse as a sage veteran, and certainly has skill to pitch in with some key hits. So I think it makes sense. I thought that was one of the best signings of the offseason, even though it really only moved the needle in Pittsburgh, maybe. But I loved it. I thought that was a great idea. And, you know, I mean, the Pirates are, you know, I know they don't get much credit, and they won't until they win, but they're doing some things right. And if they get this Reynolds thing done, good for them, because it's not easy to lock up a guy of this stature in a small market.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.